The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with I See the Moon at Noon. A pleasant word in any language is that eight-letter word, vacation. A chance to get away, have a rest, have fun, visit new and beautiful places. A vacation is certainly something to look forward to all year. But how would you housewives like to have a vacation every week? A relief and rest from back-breaking work that is so unnecessary. You can, thanks to Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, the easy-to-use floor polish that makes linoleum and other floors sparkle with beauty. That saves work all year long because it needs no rubbing or buffing. And not only that, but Glow Coat saves work by making it so easy to keep floors spotless and clean. How do you use Glow Coat? Simply apply and let dry. In 20 minutes, your kitchen linoleum, for example, will be gleaming, protected against wear and dirt. Spilled things are quickly wiped up with a damp cloth. And Glow Coat makes linoleum last so much longer. If you're not already a Glow Coat user, just buy a can from your dealer right away. Ask for Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Looking through the family photograph album is guaranteed to arouse memories of days which have passed. Thank goodness. And here at 79 Wistful Vista, the family's rogues gallery is getting a once-over light from Fibber McGee and Molly.
And here's the baby picture of you, McGee.
Oh, sure.
No, don't turn the page. Oh. I want to look at it.
And Molly, I haven't got any clothes on.
Don't be silly. Stop blushing. Just a baby picture.
Any photographer who would take advantage of an innocent baby and take a picture like that is a menace to society, and he should be...
My, you look so bright and interested in the world.
Yeah. If I'd have been a little brighter and knew what I know now, I wouldn't have been so interested. Turn the page, Molly. That embarrasses.
All right.
Uh-oh. Get a load of you in the 1916 bathing suit. You couldn't really swim in that Eskimo ensemble, could you? Where's the oars?
Well, as I remember, dearie, it was considered more ladylike to stick one toe in the water, scream delicately, and then walk up the beach looking for pretty pebbles which weren't very pretty when they dried out.
Well, I liked it. Hey, who's the handsome lifeguard in this picture with you?
Don't you know?
No.
That was Stinky Hinkley that I used to go to school with.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look over here. Snapshot of Uncle Dennis. He always wore those open-collar sports shirts.
He had to. There's a guy who's got to have plenty of elbow room for his Adam's apple.
Now, Uncle Dennis isn't so bad. You're inclined to exaggerate his weakness.
It'd be hard to exaggerate his weakness. That guy's had more swallows than Capistrano.
Ah, well. He isn't so bad. Oh, look. Here's a picture of you in your army uniform. Oh. Ah, my soldier boy.
Yeah, boy.
A little baggy in the puttees, but still my soldier boy.
I think those uniforms were designed by the same guy who made your 1916 bathing suit.
Still, it was a pretty good army for the shapes they were in it. What was your rank, McGee?
I was a gold brick.
Were you really? Is that better than lieutenant?
It was better for me at the time.
Ah, now here's the picture I really love. Aunt Sarah.
Oh, good old Aunt Sarah. I remember. Oh, remember the time she kicked the horse?
Well, the horse kicked her first. Say, what became of that good picture of me on this page?
I don't know. It sits around someplace.
But I want to know, heavenly days, if you're that careless with a picture of me, why, I want
all
to be...
All right, all right, all right. If you must know, I'm carrying it in my wallet.
McGee. Do you always have it with you?
I better have. It's got my Social Security number on the back of it.
All right, all right. I don't know why men hate to admit their sentiments.
Yeah, protective instinct, I guess. A coconut looks tough, too, but where does it wind up? On top of a cake at a tea party. Hey, what do we start looking at this album for, anyway?
Because I promised Aunt Sarah a nice picture.
Oh, yeah.
But there's none of these I'd want to use. Mm. Say, let's go downtown right now and get some decent pictures taken.
No sooner said than the monkey grabbed it. Get your hat and let's go. Gee, I'm glad I shaved this morning because... Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, little girl. I'm sorry, I haven't got time to talk to you now. I got to go downtown and have our pictures taken.
Why?
Well, on account of our Aunt Sarah wanted one.
Why?
Well, because she kind of likes us.
Why?
Because, can't you say anything but why?
Sure.
Well, why don't you?
Why?
Never mind. What do you want, sis? Oh, I suppose you're hungry again.
No, mister, I'm not hungry.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Well, fan me with a flagstone. What's the matter, sis? Don't you feel good?
Sure I do, I bet you, but I'm just not hungry. See, I couldn't even go to the dog scorch this afternoon.
Well, that's to the what?
The dog scorch.
Huh?
Weenie roast to you, mister. You know, the teacher gave a weenie roast for all the kids on account of school letting out for the summer.
Oh, I see. And you just didn't feel up to downing a roasted rover, eh?
No. When I saw my final report card, I was so afraid to show it to my mom and papa, I guess I just kind of lost my appetite, I guess.
Well, that's silly to lose your appetite over a little thing like that. Your parents will see your report card sooner or later anyway.
Oh, no, they won't.
Oh, yes, they will.
Oh, no, they won't.
Oh, well, why won't they?
Because I ate it. Come on,
the Wistful Vista Photo Studio, dearie.
Corner of 14th and Oak. We'll be there in a minute.
I wonder if we should have called up and made an appointment.
You know what we'd have got if we had, don't you?
What?
Mert.
Well, I just thought...
Well, hello there, kids. Where are you going?
Oh, we're going to the photograph studio, Mr. Oldtimer.
What for? Going to get your pictures took?
What do you think we're going there for, you old dodo? Take a rumba lesson?
No, don't say rumba to me, Johnny. I'm just smack dab wore out from it. Dance till 4 o'clock this morning.
Heavenly days, 4 o'clock. When did you start?
About 2, daughter. And I was tired when I started because I've been bowling all evening.
Bowling all evening? Well, that's a pretty strenuous schedule for a guy your age, Oldtimer.
Oh, it wouldn't have been so bad, Johnny, but on top of the 36 holes of golf yesterday afternoon.
What?
What?
Dear, oh dear, 2 rounds of golf, then bowling till 2 a.m. and dancing till 4? Why, aren't you overdoing it a little?
Might be at that, daughter. I guess I'm slipping. I'd even have to give up running 5 miles before breakfast.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You mean to tell us, old-timer, that you run 5 miles every day before breakfast?
Rainy days, Johnny.
Oh.
Nice days, I go 10.
Oh.
Kind of tones me up. But I don't know, last few days I've been getting kind of droopy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't seem to have any pep. Just sort of, oh, sweet Jiminy.
What's the matter?
Just remembered. Sorry, kids, you'll have to excuse me.
Huh?
I'm in a handball tournament down the athletic club. I'll see you later.
Well, he's certainly got a lot of pep for his age, hasn't he, McGee?
For his age, he's got a lot of pep for my age.
Yeah, but he can't keep up that pace. Why, he'll burn himself out before he's 110. Come on, dearie, here's the studio.
Yeah. How do you do? Did you wish to make an appointment?
No, we don't, sis. We come in to get some pictures taken.
But you didn't have an appointment?
No, we didn't.
Have we got to have an appointment?
Yes, you do.
Can we make one right now?
For what time?
Right now.
Certainly. Just sit down and we'll take care of you in just a few moments. May I ask your name, please?
Fibber McGee, sis.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I suppose you brought your daughter in for a graduation photo?
Thank you, dearie. Just for that, I'll take an extra dozen.
They usually do.
Well, what we came in here for, sis?
Nay, what an ordeal. Please send me proofs as soon as possible, my dear. These pictures are for the society section. Oh,
certainly, Mrs. Uppington. Which ones do you think you'll like?
I think I prefer the one showing me cantering through the park on my favorite horse. And I... Oh, my, how do you do, Mr. McGee? And Mr. McGee?
Hi, Uppy.
So you've been mugged for the society section, have you, dearie? And what's this about your favorite horse?
Oh, just background, my dear.
Oh.
One's public demands a certain stage setting for we society folk, you know.
Ah. Ah, I'd like to take a gander at you cantering through the park, Uppy. With or without a horse. I'll bet you're the cream of the riding crop.
Say, didn't I see your picture in a magazine giving a testimonial for Kirtlemeyer's ketchup abigail?
Possibly you did, my dear. I do a great deal of that sort of thing in my position, you know. The proceeds go to charity.
Oh, that's very sweet, Uppy. You ever go in for billboards?
Yes. Yes, but I gave that up, Mr. McGee.
Oh.
The passers-by were quite disrespectful, and I don't look well in a mustache. Are you here to sit for a portrait?
Yes, we are, Abigail, and I hope we get some good ones.
Oh, I think you'll find this fund of excellent work, my dear. They've taken some very glamorous portraits of me.
Well, Mrs. Uppington, if they could take glamorous...
McGee! Don't say it.
Don't say what?
What we were both thinking.
Okay, I won't, but I'm telling you, it was a nifty. You want one of our pictures when we get them, Uppy?
Oh, I would dearly love to have another one of you. Thank you. I still have one of Mrs. McGee.
Oh, didn't you have one of McGee, too?
Oh, yes, a life-size head. Oh. But last fall, my little nephew saw it on the piano and insisted on having it.
Oh, he did, eh? Ah, well, hero worship, you know, up here. There's something about an older, dignified man that kids instinct.
Oh, no, no. Oh, it wasn't that, Mr. McGee.
It wasn't?
No, he cut the eyes out of it and was using it as a Halloween mask. Good night.
Hero worship, is it?
Oh, well, shucks. I remember her, nephew. A born gangster, if I ever saw one. Why, personally, I think that...
Okay, Ernie. I'll come back and try it again next week.
Hi, Harlow.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, folks.
What's the matter with you, Harlow?
I'm unhappy. Oh. I came in here to have my picture taken, and what happened? I can't get rid of this smile.
Well, can't you even sober up for a minute?
No, I can't. I'm so darn happy about the popularity of Johnson's Wax. And how it's saving hours of housework and making homes beautiful and charming that I just can't help smiling.
Well, I'll wipe that smile off your face, my friend. Just think of the years of monthly payments you'll have on that new house of yours.
Yeah. How about all that new furniture?
Got to pay for it, yeah.
That's one thing that makes me so happy. Think of the fun I'll have Johnson waxing it. Oh, boy. Well, I'll see you later, folks. Maybe next week I won't be so happy.
Poor Mr. Wilcox. He takes his work so to heart.
Well, he's got to. His heart's in his job, and his job's in Racine, so how long we got to wait to have our picture taken, sis?
It won't be long now, Mr. McGee. But this is our busy season, you know. Oh. Graduation time, weddings, vacation. You better comb your hair. It's a mess.
Here, McGee, take this comb and brush up a bit.
Well, let's see if I... Oh, hi, Throckmorton, old man.
Well, hello, McGee. Hello, Mrs. McGee. I'll be with you in a moment. Miss Jones, are my movie films ready yet?
I'll take a look, Mr. Gildersleeve. They should be.
Yeah, thank you. Well, what are you doing here, folks?
We're going to have our pictures taken, Mr. Gildersleeve.
My goodness, why didn't you tell me? I'd have done it for nothing. I'm quite a photographer, you know. I've had some of my work in the best exhibitions all over the state.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen some of your work, and I know all about it.
Yep.
If one of your pictures turns out so dark it don't make sense, you develop it kind of fuzzy and call it Nocturne or Moonlight over Lake Winnemucca or something.
Now, I've seen some of your work, Mr. Gildersleeve, and I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
McGee is just jealous.
Jealous my left hind foot. Gildersleeve's the kind of a photographer who takes pictures of a girl and a bulldog and calls it Beauty and the Beast. He ain't had an original thought since he was 3 years old and crawled behind the Victrola looking for Mary Garden.
Now, look here, you little prevaricator. I won't...
Hold it, Gildersleeve, hold it. Well, what did you call me?
A prevaricator.
Oh, you did. Well, you call... Hey, Mom, what's a prevaricator?
A liar.
Oh, well, that. Okay, what were you about to say, Gildersleeve?
I was about to say that if you don't stop this eternal disparaging, these derogatory comments of yours, by George, one of these days, I'm going to wade into you.
Go on, you wouldn't wade into the kitchen sink without a lifeguard sitting on the soap dish.
Why, you repulsive little reprobate. One more insult from you, and I'll pin your ears back with a couple of your own teeth.
Why, you overgrown puffball, you. You lay a hangnail on me, and I'll whip you unconscious with a shoestring.
That did it. Put up your hands, McGee, and we'll have this out right here now.
Oh, now, just a minute, boys. This is no place.
Let him start something, Molly. Meantime, call the hospital and reserve him twin beds, because I'm going to tear him in two.
You're going to tear two in who? I mean you're going to tear who in two, you little...
Here your films, Mr. Gildersleeve.
What? Oh, thank you very much. My goodness, I hope these come out good. Drop in tonight, folks, and I'll run them off for you.
Okay, Gildy, what time?
How's 8 o'clock?
Fine, we'll be there.
Splendid. Good day, Mrs. McGee. So long, little chum.
So long, Rocky.
The King's Men sing the Chul song, but not from Faust.
On a path in the park in old New York, a boy and a girl were taking a walk. They pledged their love in double talk. say we're really cooing it.
Now they got me doing it. Choo, choo, choo la roo. Choo la chag like a choo la barbecue. Every time I see you silly by the wheel, pook a diddle la boo. For real. Choo, 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 choo la roo. Choo la chag like a choo la barbecue. Every time I see you silly by the wheel, pook a diddle la boo. For real. I met with a gal and her name was Silly. Sight of her, Piper Silly, won't you be less chilly? You should have seen the change come over that filly. Pook-a-diddle-a-boo, so real. Choo-choo-choo-la-roo. Choo-la-chag-a-rack-a-choo-la-bob-a-coo. Every time I see it, Silly by the wheel. Pook-a-diddle-a-boo, so real. Now slice it thick or slice it thin. It ain't where you're going, it's where you've been. This is just where I came in. Pook-a-diddle-a-boo, so real. No rhyme nor reason, but kind of pleasing. Always in season. Choo-choo-choo-la-boo. Choo-la-chang-a-rack-a-choo-la-bob-coo. Last time I saw Silly by the wheel. Pook-a-diddle is a riddle with a fiddle in the middle. Took a diller in a bag of feather eggs. Sure, sure, sure. How silly it makes you feel. Pook-a-diddle-a-boo, so real. So real. So real. Never get a better with a diller in a bag of feather eggs.
Hey, sis, how long we got to wait to have our pictures taken? We've been
sitting. Yeah, we've been sitting here over a half an hour, dearie.
The photographer will take you next, I think. He's just finishing with his last sitting. Here, there's the last customer before you. Is everything all right, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, yes, thank you very much, miss. I think everything will be just dandy.
Hi, Wimple.
Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Well, my goodness. Hello, Dave.
You had your picture taken, Wimple?
Yes, I did. And now I can hardly wait to get home. Things are so happy there.
Oh, that's fine. You and your wife must be getting along better these days.
Oh, just peachy, Mr. McGee. She's out of town.
Oh, is she having a pleasant vacation?
I don't know, but I am.
Look, Wimple, I'm not one to butt into a guy's married life, but if you're so miserable, why don't you threaten to walk out on her?
Oh, I did, Mr. McGee. It was last winter. Uh-huh. I walked right up to her and said, Mrs. Wimple, I said, standing on my tiptoes and looking her right in the eyes. Mrs. Wimple, I said, I think I'm going to run away.
Oh. And what happened?
Well, nothing more was said about it for 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh.
Why not?
I couldn't get the adhesive tape off of my mouth.
But, you know, I sometimes think he enjoys his misery.
Sure he does. He dramatizes himself. And a worse piece of playwriting I never did see.
Mr. McGee, you and Mrs. McGee may go in the studio now.
Oh,
right
thank
in there.
Right, thank you, dearie. Come on, dearie.
Oh, boy. Oh, look at the equipment. This guy's got enough flood lamps to make us look as bright as the sunshine on the wings of the doves flying over the blue lakes of Columbia.
But it isn't complete.
Why not?
Well, there's no papier-mâché automobile to sit in. Or a big crescent moon.
Hey, where's the photographer? Hey, is anybody here?
Oh, you folks looking for somebody?
Yes, we're looking for you.
For me?
Yeah, we've been stalled long enough, bud. Now get busy and take our pictures. Something pretty nice.
Oh, certainly, certainly. Something pretty nice, eh? Yeah. I suppose you'd like a $20 job?
Heavenly days, $20. I could be painted in oil for $5 more.
I'd let them boil me in oil for $5 less. $20, is that the cheapest job you got, bud?
No, we have a $15 special, and that's only $7.50 apiece, you know. Must be paid in advance. Otherwise, there's a slight carrying charge.
Well, all right. The best is none too good for us. Pay him, dear.
What do you mean, pay him? Since when do we have to pay in advance to get our pictures taken?
Well, of course, if you prefer the $20 portrait, sir.
Here, $15. I'll make it snappy.
Perfect. Now, if you'll just sit on that bench there, face a little more this way, please.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, dear. That was clumsy of me.
You don't seem to know your way around your own studio, mister.
That sneering expression won't photograph well, madam. Smile, please. That's better. Now, wait till I arrange these lights a little.
Hey, quit shining them lights right in my eyes. I can't see a thing.
You're not supposed to see anything, sir. I'm the one who's taking the picture.
Oh.
Now, just relax and smile.
Like this?
Oh, that's marvelous, madam. Now, when I say go, I want you to hold perfectly still. This is a time exposure, you know. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Go.
Wish you'd hurry up. I want to sneeze.
I'm uncomfortable, too. I'm sitting on my purse.
Must be awful slow film he's using.
This is the longest double feature I ever sat through.
Oh, I can't hold it any longer, Molly. Hey, bud, how much longer are you going to... Hey, you, photographer! Hey!
That's funny. You-ho, Mr. Photographer.
Hey, well, this is a fine state of how do you do, a fine way to run a studio. Hey, bud! What's the idea?
Well. So you are Mr. and Mrs. McGee. I'm Mr. Backrack, the photographer.
Well, how do you do, I'm sure.
Well, hi, bud. You better tell your assistant that it ain't very polite to get a customer all set for a time exposure and then run out to lunch or something.
My assistant? Why, I have no assistant. I do my own work. Now, let me see. I think I'll pose you two against that drapery over there, if you don't mind.
Now, wait a minute. If you don't have any assistant, who just took our picture?
Oh, well, I wouldn't know, madam, who did.
Hey, what is this, a gag? Look, bud, when we pay our $15 of our good money to have a picture taken, we expect...
$15?
Yes.
Why, my fee's only $7.50, Mr. McGee.
Well, then why did your assistant collect $15 in advance?
I tell you, I have no assistant.
What?
And we never collect in advance. I haven't the slightest idea what you...
Oh, Mr. Backrack.
Oh, yes, Miss Jones.
That man who's been testing us for that $15 electric light bill.
Yes?
He just poked his head in and said to never mind it.
Oh, thank you very much. And now then, about this portrait, Mr. McGee, how would you like to be taken?
You hear that, Molly?
Yes. How would we like to be taken, he said.
How would we like to be taken? I'll show you how we'd like to be taken, Si.
Don't open the
That's how we'd like to be taken.
Fibber and Molly will be back in just a moment. In the meantime, I'd like to say a few words about that automobile of yours. Most of you have heard me sing the praises many times of good old Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, how it keeps floors so beautiful with so little work. What I'd like to point out to you tonight is that Johnson's Car New will do the same thing for your automobile. Keep it beautiful, greatly increase your pleasure in riding in it, add to its trade-in value. Do all these things besides saving you work. Car New is a labor saver because it both cleans and wax polishes your car in one application. Two jobs at the same time. Car New is a liquid. You massage it lightly over the finish of your car. It dries to a white powder. And when you wipe off this powder, you'll get one of the surprises of your life. Car New does a miraculous job of reviving the beauty of your car's finish. Car New costs very little. And now that the job is comparatively easy, why not decide to clean and wax polish your car with Johnson's Car New, spelled C-A-R-N-U.
Ladies and gentlemen, with vacation sneaking up on us in a couple of weeks, we think we ought to have you meet some of the people who have done such a swell job with us all this time.
That's a swell idea, McGee.
First, we want you to meet a young man who's been with us ever since we started. He plays the part of the old-timer, Nick DePopolis, and many others, including his latest character, Wallace Wimple. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Thompson. Bill?
Thank you, Molly.
The next, a lady with a background of numerous Broadway shows and network broadcasts, who plays the part of Mrs. Abigail Uppington, Isabel Randolph. Is he? And Last but not least, our next-door neighbor and little chum's big chum, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, played by Harold Perry.
Thanks, little chum.
Me out. I'm really symbolic of this program, I bet you.
What you mean, sis?
We're both from Hungary.
Oh, God. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Finishes for the home and for industry, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
With so many things to do these days, you certainly want to save all unnecessary work, especially with summer calling you out of doors. There's no better reason for using Johnson's self-polishing glow coat on your linoleum and other floors. Glow coat is a labor saver because it keeps floors beautiful without any rubbing or buffing. Just apply and let dry. It saves linoleum, too, makes it last longer, keeps the colors bright and cheerful. Be sure your next shopping list includes Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. This is the National Broadcasting Company.